All right. Good afternoon, guys. Injury-wise, we came out fairly well. The only guy that is danger, maybe not practicing on Wednesday, is Red Ellison, hyperextended his knee. So we'll, monitor him throughout the week and see how he progresses. John Sullivan turned out to be just a contusion, a bump on his calf rather than a strain. So that was encouraging. Everybody else, a few bumps and bruises, but nothing that will keep him from work. So we're relatively healthy in that way. The game itself, tough game, loss. After looking at that tape and going through it a number of different times, and just, usually when you're in a close game like we were yesterday, there are a lot of things you'll look at and say, maybe this, maybe that. But at the end of the day, our guys fought extremely hard on the road and put us in a position to have a chance to have success. We just came up short. But, you can't fault the effort, the perseverance, and the resiliency that they showed in just battling and overcoming situations. The way our defense continued to come up with turnover after turnover, scoring on defense, the kickoff return by Cordero, just a terrific job by him, as well as the guys that were up front blocking for him. The way our offense came on, especially in that second half, and our offensive line really began to get some movement against their defensive line. So I saw some things that, hopefully we can build on. The red zone issues that we had definitely affected our day. Down there three different times and to come away with just field goals definitely could have affected the outcome of the ball game. The two-minute situation that I referred to yesterday where, we had some chances and just couldn't get it done, and where I mentioned to you yesterday that, I kind of kicked myself on that. I mean, that was an opportunity for me to interject and maybe, help in a way like I do with our offense, like I do with our special teams, and just got to do some things better from my standpoint in those situations. But the overall effort by our guys and that attitude of not giving in when things don't go right, I think gives us a chance going forward. And that's exactly what we'll have to be able to do, is go forward. Today we'll rehash this ball game this afternoon with our players, and then we have to move on. As much as you'd like to go around and round and round and talk about it and second guess this and second guess that, after today, this will be it for us talking about this ball game. So fire away.
What in particular did you see on that last defensive series then?
We had a couple opportunities to maybe make some plays. The one I'm thinking about more is when they had the holding penalty on Jarrett, and they ended up coming up with a big completion that gained, quite a few yards and put them in a closer scoring range. And there were some things that we could have done differently, that that I could have done differently in that situation, helping to prepare our coaches and players in that situation. And there are some things we practiced that situation a number of different times, going back through OTAs, training camp, and just got to do a better job. And I know what it is that we need to do. It's hard to talk about that publicly because we're going to find ourselves in that situation in the future, but just got to handle it a little bit differently.
Are you talking about more something you wish you would have done during the week to prepare the situation, or a call that you could have sort of interjected?
Not during the week, because it's a situation we cover quite often. As I mentioned, we're hitting those type of situations throughout OTAs, throughout training camp, during practice, during the week, we hit those situations. And kind of got away from some things that that we would ordinarily do in that situation. And but that's nothing to do with our coaches. That's more to do with me, because that's something that, if it's our offense, if it's our special teams, I'm on the headsets and I'm saying, let's do this, let's do that, whatever. And I could have helped with some strategy there.
Balancing that for you though, when letting Allen or make the call versus stepping in and saying, hey, no, this is what I want to do in this situation.
Well, both he and Bill, along with Preef, you know, we have a great relationship, so they understand. And when I step in and say, you know, let's do this versus that, and but there's a balance. You know, we talk about so many things prior to the game. You know, you don't want to wait into game situations to first time you ever get a chance to go through some of these things. So we have a plan, and you know, I just. But to answer your question, it's a fine line, but we're able to get it done. We've been able to get it done.
It looked like there was some confusion on the touchdown at the very end. Cook seemed to be calling over for some help. What was going on there? Did players not know what the defensive call was, or were some of them just completely out of position?
It was a call we made in the first half when we were on the goal line. We called it back-to-back when they tried those fade balls. So it's the same call. We just didn't execute it as well, and you know, it cost us. But you know, it's something we worked on. It's something that we executed well in the first half, but we didn't get it executed there.
First and 20, the play you talked about, it looked like Aaron cut Bennett loose thinking he's going to have someone over. Is that just a busted coverage there? Because it looked like somebody was supposed to – you thought somebody was going to be over there helping him out.
Yeah, not necessarily a bust, but there are some things that have to happen for that defense to be effective in that situation, and part of it is there's some things I need to talk to them about even before that play occurs, and there was time to do that. I can't remember, that was right after the penalty. Yeah, that was right after the penalty, and but they handled it, you know, the right way. It's just some things I needed to talk through with them as well as the coaches. It's something we actually worked on during the week, but there was something that we got to handle a little bit better if we get in that situation again.
So is that something you're seeing live, or are you just kind of, when you're going back and looking at it, kind of second-guessing yourself there?
No, when it occurred, I knew just around from being in those situations before, kind of, you know, what's going to unfold, and you anticipate it. And sometimes you can get it to the players through the headsets ahead of time, or, you know, right before the play begins. And could have handled that one a little bit differently, better.
That same situation on that last play?
Possibly, Joe. If I could turn the wheels of time back, probably.
On the touchdown, Aaron said the players were, or at least he was kind of surprised by the calls that came in and that you guys hadn't worked on it in that situation. Does he mean on the goal line or in a 2-minute drill, or what situation hadn't you worked on that call?
Oh, we work on it in that area of the field. You know, often we've used it. We used it a season ago as well, and we used it in the first half as well. So it's a defense that we've run before. We just didn't get it executed in that situation. We have a few different things we will do with 20 seconds left, with 10 seconds left in a game, and you know, we have a couple different calls, but we do have a go-to call that they know that we like, and you know.
Once you scrutinize this for the final time, do you think you're going to have to, you know, gather Allen, maybe some of the defensive players? Do you think there's something, if not trust, but at least some continuity that you got to rebuild after this?
Not at all, Brian. I don't. I do not. You know, they played some very good football. They played winning football. Our defense, without their effort yesterday, it could have been a long, long day. I mean, a play by Kevin Williams on the 1-yard line to get that batted ball, Harrison Smith, the interception, the sack fumble by Jarrett, the recovery by B-Rob, the play by LaTroy Guyon. I mean, our defense, wow, they played good football. So, no, we're talking about a sequence that was a very important sequence during the course of the game, but you can't take away all the good things our defense did yesterday. There are just some things from my standpoint that I have to manage better. That's all. They did a terrific job. And Allen and our defensive staff, they had our guys prepared. They played well. They played hard. You know, we're going to win our share of close ball games. You know, as time goes on, I really believe that.
Go-to call on that play there.
But I can't tell you what that call is, Ben.
Was the one that you called, was that the go-to call, or was it something else?
Remains to be seen.
By saying that you need to manage things better in that situation, are you saying that you need to take over the play calling?
No. Allen has done a great job. Bill has done a great job for us on offense, and so has Preef. So, no, not at all. I mean, as I mentioned, our defense was well prepared. They did a great job to do the things they did to allow us to be where we were in that ball game. I mean, they played on short fields a number of different times yesterday. Who knows if you have to make that team drive 80 yards on a consistent basis, you know, what difference it might make. So, no, I don't foresee a situation like that. Allen and our defensive staff, they've done a very good job, and they did a good job a season ago. They're doing a good job now.
In a two-minute situation like that, how much time do you have to override a call? I mean, is there time to override calls if you don't like them?
I do it with our offense. I do it with our special teams and with our defense at times. I'll say, nope, we're going to do this, or yes, that's a good call. You know, I have time. Yeah.
Is there a reason why you're a little more hands-off with the defense? Or?
Not hands-off. Very involved. You know, I'm much more involved, but I'm involved. Yes.
We talked last week about Cordero Patterson snaps, and he only played one more snap than he did last week. I mean, what does he have to do to get on the field more?
We're going to get that rectified. He definitely deserves to be on the field more. He's shown that in the few snaps he's gotten in these first two ball games. So, Chip, hopefully, everything being equal, that should not be a part of the conversation next week. We want to get him on the field. He's one of our explosive players, for sure. I mean, we see what he does when he gets the ball in his hand, so we got to get him on the field.
Kind of get lost in a game, you know, in a game that he starts off with a 105-yard return.
He doesn't get lost. I mean, we're well aware of his talents. I mean, even on the smoke screen when we threw it out and he got 14 yards, I mean, we're well aware of his talents, so he doesn't get lost. But we'll get it rectified.
Having watched the film, you talk about the red zone where scores or touchdowns are more important, particularly on the last drive. Are you still comfortable with the play calling sequence, or would you have liked to have seen other things attempted?
You know, we tried a pass after a run on second down. We came so close to getting it done there, Kent. We came a little bit short, so we came back with a run, and you know, believing that there was an opportunity there for us with the run that we had called. We had had success with it earlier, thinking we may have had them set up for potential pass and on a third down situation, and it didn't work. You know, it didn't work. You know, it's easy to go back and say, well, you know, we should have passed it, but if we pass it and it's incomplete or it doesn't turn out the way we wanted to, maybe. In hindsight, you say, should have ran it. But we decided to run it. We didn't get the touchdown, and we ended up kicking a field goal.
When you look at the bigger picture, through two games, the defense has given up something like 450 yards a game, 33 points a game. That obviously isn't preferred. Is there something going on there, that a little misunderstanding, or they're giving up big plays, big yards?
When you look at numbers, you have to sometimes look behind the numbers. And when you look at yesterday's situations, when it comes to points, and you never want to make excuses, but there are some factors that go into some of those numbers that you have to look at beyond just the raw data. Our defense, they're doing some good things. I really believe they're headed in the right direction. And from my perspective, you know, I have to be able to see the bigger picture, and sometimes numbers can lie.
Hester was a great receiver, bad some breakdowns, short kicks, a little bit of everything, or?
Returns Hester had? We did not do a good job covering kicks, Chip, bottom line. I think he set a record, they told me, for return yardage yesterday. Just, you know, we have to do better. We know he's a great returner. He's had great returns in our league for a long time. We thought we had a good plan, and obviously it didn't work. So, you know, at the end of the game, we, you know, tried a different strategy when we, you know, popped up a little bit. But it's a fine line. You're trying not to give them too good a field position, and then you kick it to them, and they get great field position. So, you know, our strategy didn't work, and it's something that we'll have to take a look at as we get ready for our next opponent and make sure we have something that will hopefully do better. It didn't work.
Blair had a tough time on a wet field planting. Is that part of the reason he wasn't able to get everything deep?
That, along with, you know, the rain and the surface also affected you know, the kickoffs. But you know, the climate wasn't the greatest, and we've seen him, you know, boom the ball through the end zone. But the conditions yesterday, for both kickers, you know, wasn't conducive to that.
What happened on the interception ponder through it. Did the ball come out late? Did Simpson not come back? Or, you know, did he run a wrong route? Or down there?
Yeah, we had a go route called, and he was trying to put the ball in a spot and just didn't get it where he wanted to get it. And Tim Jennings ended up making a nice play on the ball and, you know, became a pick six. But just a good play by their defensive back, you know, try to get the location of the ball in a better place.
What are your thoughts on Adrian through 2 weeks in his performance?
Really liked the way he came on yesterday. You know, we kept giving the ball our offensive line as the game went on, got better and better at opening up holes and getting people moved. And I thought Zach Lyon did a good job at fullback as well. But Adrian really began to come on. Early on, the surface, I think, messed with him a little bit. He and I were just talking about it before I came in here. You know, he was a little concerned about the surface. But once he settled in, you know, he began to get some of those runs that we all have begun grown accustomed to. But part of some of the issues he dealt with yesterday were trying to hit that home run on every single run. And it's not going to always be the case. But overall, in these first two games, he's done well. I mean, he's done everything we asked him to do. We just got to make sure we get him some holes.
What did you see with the offense after that interception? It seemed like they finally started finding some rhythm.
Yeah, it was good to see. It was really encouraging. You know, we started putting together some first downs. I don't think we ever had a three and out the entire day. You know, the only time we got stopped was when we had the turnovers after earned first down. So we were moving the ball, and we really began to move it after the interception. You know, we got a rhythm going, and you could see everybody's confidence grow. Christian began to play even better. So we got to build on that. That's the way we should be. I mean, it shouldn't be a lot of punts and a lot of three and outs by our offense. And that's a good defense that Chicago has, and, you know, we were moving the ball effectively. We just weren't finishing those drives with touchdowns. And in our league, if you're just kicking field goals, that's a win for the defense. So we know we got to finish those drives with touchdowns.
How important was it to see Christian have a hard first half and then come back, not only for the game, but just in general? Because a guy can have a bad day completely or a good day completely, but what did you really see that, you know, encourages you that he could make that switch?
That was one of the encouraging parts of the game, Don, the fact that he finished as well as he did. I went over to him after the interception just to make sure that everything was where it needed to be. And when I looked in his eyes and he communicated back to me, I felt good about it. He went on and he took off. And that was really encouraging for me, and I'm sure for his teammates as well, that his play picked up. And it kind of rubbed off to the rest of our offense. You know, you saw it. I mean, guys, you know, really took another step forward. So we got to build on that and get better. And hopefully that'll happen throughout this week in practice. And we get the Mall of America field on Sunday and keep growing as an offense and, you know, put the ball in the end zone and score touchdowns.
What did you say to Christian when you went up to him after the interception?
I just wanted to make sure we were putting that play behind us and, you know, ready to go back out and get going. You know, we're still at a point in the game where there's plenty of time to do the things we need to do as a team, and I just wanted to make sure he wasn't letting that one play interfere with what we had to do going forward.
Khalil bounced back a little yesterday.
It really was. We need Matt to play well for us in order for our offense and offensive line to do a good job. And it's good to see him bounce back. I mean, blocking Peppers and some of the guys they have up front is not an easy task. And he did a good job yesterday. And we need that from him.
So. You're 0-2, but there's only three teams in the NFC that are 2-0. Does that make it a little bit easier to swallow at this point?
No, Joe, you don't want to be 0-2. You know, But that being said, we know where we are. We're coming home this week at Mall of America Field, and it's a long season. We need to get our first win this weekend. But I'm not looking at what other teams are doing. I'm not looking at what's happening around the NFL other than what we're doing. I just know we need to get on track and need to get it going this week. So, all right.